Hey, hey, it's your girl Kellya from the March 31 Poetry Podcast coming at you with another update from my NaNoWriMo journey for November 2023. I always feel like Captain Kirk from Star Trek, Stardate, you know, November 15th, 2023. So I'm just coming at you with an update. I've been on the struggle bus as far as writing. I've always admittedly said I will not write every day. I know I'm not going to ever write every single day during the month of November. But I've written more during the month of November for the few days that I've written than I have in months. So for me, that's doing a lot. As of right now, today, the 15th of November, my total is only 839 words. I was one off. 839 words. I use an app called Dabble Writer, and it helps keep track of my words for NaNoWriMo. So it links to my NaNoWriMo account on the NaNoWriMo.org site. And I've written 839 words since the beginning of November. For me, that's a lot of words because, again, I have not written in a while. I set a low goal. You're supposed to set about 50,000 words. I don't set that goal because I know that's not going to happen. I set 10,000 words. So I have about 9,000, a little over 9,000 more words to go for the month of November. We're going to see what happens. I'm going to write a little bit today. And the project I'm writing, I'll just reveal a little bit about it. I'm doing a cozy mystery. It'll be my first time writing a cozy mystery. And I did like 21 years working in higher education on various college campuses. And I'm pulling together different experiences that I had at those college campuses and writing a cozy mystery based on a college campus. So that's all I'll reveal for now, but it is a cozy mystery. A cozy mystery is different from regular other mysteries and thrillers and books that you might be, you know, like, it's not a James Patterson level book, but it's more of a whodunit from a perspective of someone who's working at a college campus or affiliated with a college campus. So I'm just, you know, trying to keep it light. It's fun to write this particular genre, so we'll see how it goes. But yeah, I just wanted to share an update with you all about my NaNoWriMo journey. I have a few words to go. I work at an elementary school, so we have Thanksgiving break is coming up next week. So I'll have a few extra days to kind of chill and relax and get some writing done. I'm more of a daytime writer, so I try to do a lot of my writing in the daytime. I'm in these evening writing groups that I just, sometimes I can do it. Like, I'll do a shut up and write session every once in a while in the evening, but usually I can't do evenings. I'm a morning and daytime writer, so I try to sneak in my writing in between what I'm doing at school. Okay, so that is me. NaNoWriMo, if you have not joined, I don't think it's too late to join. NaNoWriMo.org. I'm plugging away at my book. And I think I'm doing pretty well. I'm proud of myself because it's the first time I actually have committed to an actual story to actually do some follow through. Now, what I also may do is do some other work on a couple other books that I have in the works, a nonfiction book I'm working on about memory keeping and scrapbooking. And so I may do some work on that as well next week while I'm have some downtime for the holiday break. But yeah, that is where I'm at right now as far as NaNoWriMo is concerned. And I hope it encourages me to do more writing in the future like this. I would love to do a cozy mystery series. I would love to do some other types of historical fiction. And right now, I forgot, I wanted to do a shout out for a book I'm reading right now for a book club I'm in. I'm reading a book called What Happened to Kitty Carr? Or Do You Know What Happened to Kitty Carr? But it's a book that has great historical context. It's about women who back in the 50s would pass, who were light-skinned enough, who were the result usually of a rape or a sexual assault against a black woman, by a white man who was usually, you know, the head of the household. You know, and it goes way back to slave days when men would rape the slaves. But they would also still do it in households where a black woman was the housekeeper or the cook. And so this situation, or these situations that are in this book of What Happened to Kitty Carr, it's about the lives of some of the offspring of these families. The black women that were born, and they were born light-skinned enough to look white. And so how passing became a community, a social justice movement in America. It's a fascinating, fascinating book. And if you need something to read, I encourage you to read this because it's such a good, good book. I haven't finished. I have like an hour. I'm doing audio book and I have like an hour or something left. My book club meeting is Sunday. So I have like an hour and a half left on the book. And so I hope to finish it today. I'm going to listen to it in between classes today, but I hope to finish it today. All right. So that's the update. And I'll do a full review of the book and the other books I've been reading for 2023. That's the goal, is to do some book reviews as well on this podcast. Okay. So thank you for stopping by my podcast. And I promise I'll get back to some poetry soon as well. As soon as NaNoWriMo is over, then I'll start also posting some poetry and my book reviews, and amongst some other things. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for stopping by. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast here on Spotify at spotify.com/March31Poetry. And please share with a friend. Thank you so much and have a great, great week.